Good afternoon, everyone. This is David McManus, Berean Baptist Church, coming to you with the News and Focus Commentary. It is Thursday, March 14th, 12:42 p.m. Coming to you with a bit of a warning, a heads up, especially for parents. Going to discuss a movie today. This movie will be coming out in theaters on March the 22nd. So it is coming out in a little over a week. And going to talk about an article that is an interview or details an interview with one of the stars of this movie. And the reason why I want to get this out there is, a little bit ahead of time, is if your teens or anything like the teens we have in this church, well, they go to a lot of movies. If your teens are like the average teen here in America, a lot of them are going to find themselves at movies on Friday and Saturday nights. And the question is, do you know what they're going to see? Do you have an insight, or are you just kind of blindly letting your kids head off to the movie theater, especially if they're high school age kids, especially if they're a little bit older, that might be able to find their way into some of these R-rated movies that maybe they shouldn't be going into. But we all know that there are ways that this can happen. So I want to give you a heads up about this movie. Okay, this movie is called Spring Breakers. Okay, it's called Spring Breakers. And this article is on FoxNews.com. One of the stars of the movie is named Ashley Benson. And here's the title of the article, so this will give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about today, a very mature subject. Ashley Benson promotes racy R-rated film with threesome scene in 17 magazine. This was posted by Holly McKay, March 7th, 2013, on FoxNews.com. Here's how the article starts. Does doing a threesome for a film and then promoting on the cover of a top tween teen magazine seem a little off? Ashley Benson, 23, graces the cover of 17 Magazine's April edition, promoting her flick, Spring Breakers, which is rated R for strong sexual content, language, nudity, drug use, and violence. So that's the description of the movie, and that's not not from a Christian website, that's not from Plugged In or Focus on the Family or Kids in Mind or any of those different kind of movie sites. That is that's the description of the movie. Rated R for strong sexual content, language, nudity, drug use, and violence. So that alone should tell us that's something we need to be keeping our kids away from. The raunchy movie is being marketed as a bacchanalia of bikinis, beach parties, and beer bongs, which takes a provocative look at the seasonal American ritual of spring break. Benson's character Britt even gets down and dirty for a threesome with her co-stars James Franco and Vanessa Hudgens. Okay, so that's what we've got going on in this movie. And if that weren't troubling enough, I'm going to read a little bit, going to jump over to this article because there are other reviews of this movie. There's one on the Huffington Post, which we know the messages that we're going to get out of a publication like the Huffington Post. But here's what the reviewer says at the Huffington Post. As writer and director Corine, this woman that directed this film, wants us to be appalled and aroused, hypnotized and titillated. He wants to satirize the debauchery of Girls Gone Wild while simultaneously reveling in it. And he pulls it off. This is the rare movie that I actually found myself liking the longer I spent away from it and the more I thought about it, mainly because I couldn't stop thinking about it. In a moment, I found it numbingly repetitive, even boring at times, but an obvious juxtaposition of sex and violence, of dreamlike aesthetics within a nightmare scenario, and it is all of those things, but it stuck with me and it made me appreciate the genius of the director's approach. So that's our review from the Liberal publication. It boring, repetitive, but can't get it out of her head. That sounds like something I want to be involved with. Something that's boring, something that's repetitive, something that's reveling in sex and violence. Hypnotized is a word that she uses, and she can't get it out of her head. Sounds pretty dangerous to me. Now, I'm not going to read all of this Fox News article, because I don't really care about what she thinks about the scene that she had to film. But the question is, she's doing this interview with 17 Magazine. The nature of Benson's film has led some to question whether it is appropriate for her to be promoting it in a magazine targeting girls ages 12 to 19. It's just not appropriate for Benson to be on the cover of 17. It's ludicrous. The girls reading 17 are 13 and 14 years old, and they are learning about an actress whose most recent film includes a threesome sex scene. That's awful. body image expert Sarah Maria told Fox 411's column. That is a disgrace to our society and our consideration for young girls. It sends a message to young girls that is beyond inappropriate. It is downright destructive. So does your young teenage girl, does she read 17 magazine? You know, this magazine that's targeted to young women, is it any coincidence that we've got this actress promoting this in that magazine? Does that surprise us? Are you aware that that kind of stuff is going on in these magazines? Los Angeles-based therapist Dr. Nancy Irwin said there's nothing good about hyping a softcore porn movie to minors. Glamorizing alternative sexual behaviors to teenagers is a slippery slope. Boy, is that an understatement of understatements. Parents who allow their teens to see this movie are giving their kids tacit permission to explore this behavior on their own spring break, she said. Further, there are apparently sexist undertones in the girl's quid pro quo with Franco's character. Is that what you want your sons and daughter to model? Very good point. If we allow our kids to watch these movies, if we silently condone them without coming out and talking to our kids about this trash that's out there, are we not silently condoning it? We have a responsibility to come out and make sure that our kids are protected from this stuff. Benson did not talk about the bedroom trips for the magazine's cover story, instead discussing her desire to follow in the career footsteps of Natalie Portman, Justin Bieber, and her co-stars days as a Disney darling. So that's the other thing, is we've got several actresses in this movie that were Disney Channel icons. So if you know anything about these former actors, Ashley Benson is one. Vanessa Hudgens is another, who was big on A High School Musical, which you're probably familiar with if you've got younger kids. And Selena Gomez, who has been on several Disney shows as well. So three of the stars of this movie are famous because of their childhood acting on the Disney Channel. Well, who's going to identify with these actresses? Well, it's the kids that grew up watching this stuff on the Disney Channel. And I know the Disney Channel is the Disney Channel, and I know about Disney. You know, you don't have to send me the emails and tell me, you know, Walt Disney was this. I know that. Okay? I know they support gay agendas. I know they have all that stuff going on. But the fact is, a lot of our kids were raised, or at least were exposed, even if they were just in school, even if they were around other people, to these Disney shows. Okay? And so that's my point in bringing that up. We've all come from a Disney background, and this was different from anything we've done, but we wanted to prove that we're not just girls who play happy parts, she told 17. It was such a crazy experience. It was character building. I'm so proud of all of us. I'm really, really excited for everybody to see it. Okay. Nicole Weider launched a petition with the support of Victoria Hearst to bag Racy Hearst publication Cosmopolitan and founded the Christian girls website Project Inspired. She notes that the Ashley Benson cover, in which she dons American flag short shorts and a big smile, is not problematic, but says the film she is hawking is another story. It's not as racy as many other 17 and Cosmo covers. However, it appears in her upcoming movie Spring Breakers is inappropriate for teen girls. So what are we getting there, where we're portraying one thing, but then advertising another when you get inside the cover? Other experts say teens and tweens need a strong, positive stars to look up to. Okay, I want you to listen to some of these comments, because this is our 21st century. While Ashley Benson may be a lovely young woman and great actress, her comments about filming a threesome without even cautionary comment about the activity itself add to the skewed and confusing portrayal the media puts out about sexual relationships. So this is the last of our normal comments, said parenting expert Lonnie Coombs, author of You're Perfect and Other Lies Parents Tell. As a fan of 17 magazine and a parent, I expect more of a magazine that holds itself out as an inspiration to young women. Here's the one I was talking about. Listen to this one. This is pop culture expert. Wouldn't you like to have that title? Pop culture expert Jen Hoffman. This is what she says. Threesomes are becoming as American as apple pie to mainstream youth. Threesomes, I'm going to read that again, threesomes are becoming as American as apple pie to mainstream youth. 17 is a publication that takes their editorial cues from market research about what is interesting to teens. Hearst is not to blame. They are merely forcing us to take an honest look at our youth culture and what they want to buy. Well, let's mainstream threesomes. Let's mainstream homosexuality. Let's mainstream promiscuity. And we make it popular amongst the culture that's out there, and then we can't possibly fight against it, because it's all about cultural relativism. It's all about a society defining what's good and bad. There's no moral absolutes. So how can we possibly blame a magazine for portraying something like sex with multiple partners as a normal thing, as a healthy thing, as an American thing, something all young people should be aware of and open to? Why have we gotten to the point we are in America now about sexuality? It's attitudes like that. It's the cultural relativism that has embraced, that our country has embraced wholeheartedly. And that's what we've got going on. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Do you know what your kids are watching? Do you know who your kids are hanging out with? Do you know what your kids are going to see when they head to the movies on Friday nights? Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Right. That's what did our other reviewer from the Huffington Post say? She couldn't get it out of her mind. Well, guess what? If it's in her mind, what's going to proceed out of her mouth? If it is dug in that tightly into her mind, well, isn't that going to come out of her mouth? It's the fallacy that we can watch things, listen to things, and immerse ourselves in things and not expect them to affect us whatsoever. And this is a movie that, if you look up some of the reviews, would say, well, it's an independent film. It's not really a mass media kind of thing. But why the actresses? Why would we choose actresses that are marketable to children and teens? Why would we market it in a 17 magazine and focus on the sexual things? Because we want people to come see this movie. We want people to be interested in this movie. And happy endings don't get people to come to movies. This is the stuff that the media is going to do to bring people to movies. So be aware, next weekend, the 22nd, a week from tomorrow, this movie will be coming out in theaters. Make sure you know what your kids are watching. Make sure that you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in this society and what's being put out there in the sense of movies. Because our children are easily corrupted. They're easily taken in. What are your kids reading? What magazines are they buying? Are they picking magazines up off the shelf at the grocery store checkout line? Are you monitoring that? Does it sound crazy? We're monitoring what our kids read. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you need to do. I'm telling you need to make sure what you know what your kids are reading, even if it's a magazine. You need to know what your kids are reading on the internet. You need to know what your kids are doing. Does that make you a nosy parent? Does that make you a meddling parent? Hey, I'll take that label all day long if it keeps my kids pure and keeps them away from this garbage. Spring Breakers, be aware of this movie, March 22nd. Be aware of the publications and the publicity that it's getting out there on the internet and print media, and take precautions. It's really important. If you have any comments, you can put them right on this recording. You can email me, dmcmanus@bbc.com.